necessity. Life is very simple. A couple of easy rules to follow. Love thy neighbor, respect your mother, you know, Bible thing. It's not that hard to understand. Hey, mother! I love you and that. Carried me in your womb for 9 months, clothed me, bathed me, fed me, but that's a silk shirt. Hand wash only. Get with the program, please.
The world, according to your mom, doing the washing. Capitalism. Your mom does the washing. You pay her $1. You get her to do your mate's washing. Your mate pays you $50. Communism. Your mom does the washing. You do the washing. Every night you salute a picture of your dad. Socialism. Your mom does the washing. You do the cooking. Everybody is happy. In theory. Feudalism. Your mom does the washing and pays you tax. Colonialism. You barge into your mom's room, claim you discovered your mom's room, dump all your dirty clothes on the floor. Fascism. Your mom does the washing and you are obsessed with her nose. Liberalism. You watch your mom do the washing and you feel really, really bad. Something must be done, you say. Something may or may not get done. Libertarianism. Your mom does the washing. You believe you did the washing. Religion. Your mom does the washing. You thank God. Atheism. Your mom does the washing. You make a 12-part YouTube video demanding peer-reviewed evidence that she did, in fact, do the washing. Zionism. You shoved your mom into the washing machine and the spinning made her dizzy and that dizziness made her vomit and you point to that vomit and call it anti-Semitism. Americanism. Your mom does the washing. It's in the Constitution. End of discussion. Mansplaining. Your mom does the washing. You tell her how best to do the washing. You have never done the washing. Same-sex marriage. Your moms do the washing. Patriarchy. Your mom doesn't exist. The washing is mysteriously done. Turfism. Your mom doesn't want your other mom doing the washing because of, like, genitals and stuff. Polling. There's a 70% chance you will do the washing on Saturday night. Come Sunday morning, it was 100% done by your mom. Africanism. You go to Benny's house. Benny's mom does the washing. You ask your mom why she doesn't do the washing. You do not survive the night. Feminism. Your mom insists you grow up and do your own washing. White feminism. Your mom hired a woman of color to do the washing.
If you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
Male feminism. That one time I did the washing, I told everybody I did the washing. I blogged about it, bragged about it, took a selfie, Insta story, went on TV, won an Oscar. Went on Fortnite, did a dance. I am an ally. Hashtag me too. Egalitarianism. That one time you did the washing is proof it's all equal. No one needs feminism anymore. Hip hop. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. When I bring the basket, mama puts the washing in. Narcissism. You look good in the clothes your mom washed. Surrealism. The washing does your mom.
Oh my God, it's the teachings.
Estás escuchando las teachings.
La pizza! Could you open the door for the pizza, please?
Oh, no.
Pizza.
No, but empty the dishwasher before you open the pizza.
I think that's
That's
a lot of information.
No, it's just enough.
See, I'm confused. I'm like, but why would you open the dishwasher before you open the pizza?
Because the plates
I'm trying to put my head inside the head of a 10, 11 year old. Like, how are these two things related?
No, they know exactly what they have to do. They don't wanna.
there was this moment a couple weeks ago. I was freaking out at Zach, like yelling at him. I was so angry, and I couldn't stop telling him all the things. But then I calmed down, and we're walking, and I was like, but do you get why I'm angry at you? Do you get what has made me upset? And he was like, I have no idea. One minute I'm tying my shoes, the next minute you're screaming at me, and I don't know why. And I was like, okay, yeah. You know, maybe mommy needs to work on her communication skills as well, you know.
Okay.
Like, yes, just, you know.
Yes, it has happened to me. Like I've said, and I'm like, do you get it?
With them and do it.
No.
Yeah, like, I have no idea why you're freaking out of me.
No idea what
happened. Right? Because, you know, we just, so now I think I kind of narrate myself more, like as I go along doing the things. Now I'm making the supper so that you can have something to eat, like, not like,
well,
naming the labor, you know, naming, because
shit.
I feel like so much of our anger is about how much labor we're constantly doing for our children who are doing nothing, right?
My mom, hold on, it's your mom.
Yeah. Or doing very little, you know.
Oh, that's your mom.
This is not working.
What?
Because they're all just not doing anything.
Okay,
and I'm not.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because all them, they don't know.
Someone needs to go in there and tell them.
Mateo,
guys, we're gonna organize ourselves.
Yeah, I don't know what
this. Okay. So the cops, are you gonna be organizing the cops? The cops go back here. Okay? You do all the cops.
Billy.
Okay.
It's okay, Billy.
It's gonna be so much easier next time.
Yeah. No, it's just like they need to learn this stuff, and but do we even have the energy to teach them? You know, it's like, why isn't the whole world teaching them? Why is it just, you know, if we don't teach them, they're gonna be entitled, egotistical assholes, like, you know.
You know how we talk a lot about how kids, like, their life is so different because of screens and, like, their experience of the world
Watch.
And screens and kids and screens and kids.
Thank you.
But it's like parenting and screens is such a different experience.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're not there yet at thinking. How does that impact, like, our ability to, like, so much of our parenting is regulating screens.
Yeah.
For one thing, like, we spend so much time just doing that and getting exhausted by that.
Yeah, because we're fighting, a powerful addiction, basically, in our children.
Yeah.
That's growing, and they're not aware of it, and they deny it, and that's normal. But we're like, no, because I can see. And then sometimes we use screens because we're exhausted, and, like, that's the only option. Like, I have to work from home. My son's home. There's no one else to take care of him, so he's going to be on a screen for 3 hours just so I can get my work done, so I can get paid. And then, you know, you reap the effects of what you've sown, which is like a moody kid who's like unmotivated, moody, probably hungry because you didn't feed him at the right time, and just wants to do more of that.
Yeah, who is like completely dependent on screens for like emotional regulation.
Yeah.
But I have an idea, for example, with that. I guess the most important part that I have to work with the screens is the community. It's difficult to understand the life that you get when you're alone and the life that you have to have when you're in community.
Yeah.
That you have to participate, you have to be there, you have to accept others, you have to accept their moods, you have to control your moods, and you have to follow the flow.
You have to watch the shitty movie that everybody else wants.
Yeah,
exactly. And I remember when I was a child, that was a fun part, you know, even though if it was like a shitty film, you're all together eating stuff and having fun. But that part, work with a kid, no screens.
Yeah, exactly, you're eating.
Dylan, don't you see that he has it? Just ask.
Can I?
Just make sure you're...
On the other side,
together.
Jax.
buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Technologic, 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 technologic. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Touch it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it. Surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it. Name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it. Touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase
it. I think it really, like, impacts our capacity to, like, provide an effort. And it's like, at night, like, now I watch shows with Kaylan instead of reading to him, because it's like, I don't feel like reading at night. I feel like my capacity to, like, make an effort and make shit happen and make art and create activities. Today we chat GPT, like, how to entertain 4 kids without any effort. I think it's also, if in the morning we get up and, like, our best time is, like, watching reels together. It's like, I don't have any imagination or creativity or capacity to, like, create.
Yeah, no. Everything is creative. There's art everywhere. I guess the only thing, and what is difficult for me, is to tell Matteo that you can do whatever you want, but you need to be, like, have a balance of what you're doing. You have the right to go to the video games and stuff and talk to your friends. I mean, I did it. I mean, it's nice. It's part of the life, you know, and seeing movies and watching series and stuff is artistic. You can choose, like, very beautiful things that you can see. It's part of art as well, you know, and there's cool things and there's bad things. So how do you learn your kids to do the good choices? That's what I said. I guess that's important. Yeah. That's the most important part of parenting, and that's the most difficult thing of parenting.
What game are you playing? One, you know, how are you
with
acting?
Whom? How?
Also,
how, like, do you do it? Are you having fun? When it's no fun, just stop it.
Yeah.
You know?
For me, it's a lot about that. The culture of, like, sort of popular culture. Like, I've banned YouTube now. Like, I've told Zach no more YouTube because it's not even what he watches. He mostly watches these obnoxious teenage boys talking about video games in a tone that, like, just...
You want to slap them.
Oh, my God, yeah. But I can't quite explain to Zach why the tone is somehow bad, you know? So I'm just like, okay, whatever. But then now there's, like, pop-up stuff, right? There's things that just pop up, stupid ads, stupid weird information, and I kind of had tuned out and hadn't been thinking about it or surveilling what he was watching until one day he was, like, explaining to me in a way where he felt like he really knew something. He was like, so, like, if you're with a bunch of your friends and someone tries to kidnap you, this is what you do. And then he was, like, explaining to me the strategy that had been taught to him by some random YouTube video maker. And I was like, no. Like, this is one false two. Like, why are you even being exposed to this information? Kidnapping is a serious thing. Your 3, like, 10-year-old friends are not going to escape the kidnapper because you watched a YouTube video. So I was just like, that's it. You know, no more.
Je leur ai chanté une chanson.
What?
De...
D'enfants.
But my point was just like the language too, right? Like the language and the attitudes and the things that seep in through those movies.
That's
part of it, right? Because then it becomes normalized and they talk to each other that way. And then you're like, whoa, like how did you, you know, where did you
hear
that?
But then sometimes when this happens, I remember then.
Do you want some cider?
I kind of understand my mother. Which it's not many times, people. Not many times. But you remember, of course, Monica, you will remember this song, Puto?
Puto!
Puto!
Puto! That's the only thing we
know, but
Puto.
Puto is a song.
But what does it mean?
Well, it depends. Yes, it depends on the
country
and the context in the country.
Yes, because in Colombia we wouldn't use.
But it's a group.
In general,
it's a Mexican group.
Yes.
What's
Molotov?
Molotov. Molotov.
Yes, is the group.
Yes.
In Mexico and Puto when they sing.
It's a song.
Like but for you guys, it's a gay man.
It is a gay man. It can be another gay.
You don't know any of the other words.
There's another sense.
We may know a little bit.
Can you let me talk? Okay. So it's a gay guy or a pull mollé.
Say again?
A pull mollé. Eres un puto cuando eres un pull mollé.
Pull mollé, okay. A wet chicken.
What it means, like the guy with who's a...
What? A wuss. Yeah, okay, not like literally a chicken.
No,
but like
no.
A pussy.
We
would say.
Yeah. Puto is a pussy.
Proudly. Yeah.
Proud pussy.
Which all comes back to, again, like being kind of gay, right? Because pussy is like a...
No, the gays like are not pussy.
But it's kind of a little bit of a synonym of being,
anything,
you know, like you can
feminine.
Using
it's again.
To attack masculinity.
Yeah. No. But anyway.
They're
but
like
yes,
basically
okay,
telling
that's...
him he's a girl, scared like a girl. It's pussy.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's.
You don't have
it's
balls.
You're not
you don't
a rooster,
have balls.
So just
yeah.
A chicken and you're wet. You know?
Yes. You're a pull
well,
me, yeah.
Which is like one of those beautiful, wonderful ignorances. Have you seen the strength of a fucking vagina,
I know,
people?
Right?
No, but
have you
vagina
seen?
Look like wet chickens. Can we just clarify? Is that weird?
No.
No.
What? A wet chicken?
No, because it's pull mollé. Pull
you
mollé.
Know what? Okay,
so you know what?
So
back pause. How many mirrors do you have? Everyone go to the bathroom, check, and come back.
One.
I know my pussy doesn't look like a wet chicken.
One.
Do you know what a wet chicken
check.
Looks like?
Yeah, muy machino, I'm muy machino. Marica nena, más bien putino. Yeah, muy machino, I'm muy machino. Marica nena, más bien putino. Yeah, muy machino, I'm muy machino. Marica nena, más bien putino. Yeah, muy machino, I'm muy machino. Marica nena. Su familia y a Iñaki, su hermano.
That song, you know, when you hear it, it's very political. It's very like, oh, rah, rah, right? It's very political. We can listen to it. We can sing to it. And my mom would be like, oh, Paula Andrea, ¿qué son esas palabras, Paula Andrea? Por Dios.
Puto no.
Puto no, Paula Andrea, pero ¿qué es eso? ¿Usted cantando eso? Oh, so now I understand. She was like, what is that? You know, like, that's not proper. Like, what? You know, so I kind of understand, you know, like, I'm like, child, why are you listening to this? A stupid teenager tell you how to be safe on a kidnap. A fucking white child that has never been in a kidnapping situation. I know. And you're like coming to your fucking Colombian mother telling, I mean, like,
Come on, child.
Another who's been kidnapped at least four times in his childhood.
Or somebody like really close to you is kidnapped.
Yes.
For sure.
I don't know how many bombs have I survived.
Come and ask mama.
Did you tell him how to survive a kidnapping?
Just scream. That's what I said. Just scream. You fucking scream. Just scream.
If someone is called, you.
I get off one screaming, like a crazy screaming. I never scream in my life like that.
When you were kidnapped?
Before, because they didn't, because
she may not be telling us.
Yeah, exactly. No, for sure. I will be killed. Yeah, because I will be killed for sure if they did it. If they, by Monica, I will be, I don't know, in London,
so my child,
doing prostitution.
So my child, my little one, is like one of his. He's like, I hate this family. I fucking hate my life. And I wanna be kidnapped.
That's what he says?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And in your brain, you're like, let me engineer this.
I'm like, I can make this happen.
You can do whatever you want, baby.
Is this your wish? Let me make it come true. I'm like,
on Christmas morning,
instead of having presents,
yeah, you're gonna have
there
it.
There will be a bag with your kid. So I'm like,
it's a good teaching moment.
Yeah, maybe we should. Like, my 20 teachings could sponsor.
Sponsored by kidnappers.
Kidnapping by the teaching.
We could be like
engineer teaching.
We could do a service like a
for your ungrateful
service.
Fucking kid.
So I'm like, yes. But I was so offended when he said that. So I was like, do you know what happens to people that are kidnapped? And he's looking at me. Well, it's gonna be better than what is happening in my house.
Oh my.
And I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, they're gonna sell you to people to do bad things to you, because I'm like, I cannot go deep into what bad thing. Like, you know, like, there's a limit in my life.
This is the good scenario. I mean, the worst scenario in Mexico, they're gonna sell you in pieces.
Sweetheart, wait, that I went there. Of course I went there. And I'm like, and when they are tired with you or you're too old, they're gonna take your organs and sell them in the black market.
Yes.
And he's like, they're gonna sell my organs? And I'm like, yes. Like, why? And I'm like, because there
money.
Are people that need your organs. And he's like,
that's capitalism, kid. So two lessons in one.
Oh, boy.
Yay! For good teachings. You're welcome, all the parents out there. So he's like, okay, well, I don't want to be kidnapped. And I'm like,
of course you don't.
There you go.
Fuck that speech.
Okay. Yes. You all go together, you come back together.
You should know that a man with the power of nature can bring you to the end of your life. And you should know by my smile and the look in my eyes that you are about to be massively forced to give up. Chicken attack. Chicken attack. You are meant to fall in face to play. Say my love, come, let's pretend. Come on, chicken ass. Go chicken, go. Go chicken, go. Now go the fly. You want the sky. With the power of nature, you are never alone, and you can't live it on a map. Every beast, every tree follows me to the end, and you are about to be massively fought. Chicken attack, chicken attack.
what you are back before it fades to black. C'est ma love town, let's pass every girl, no chicken eyes. No chicken eyes.
I have a counter question about the screen situation. Do we think that is the screen situation, or is this pressure that we find ourselves that we have to keep our children entertained? We are like in this idea that kids cannot be bored. We have to be like entertaining them, playing with them, like they have to be engaged all the time. And at the same time, we're taking, you know, like the ability to think and create and have an imagination because they have to be fucking engaged all the time. It's like back, you know, when we were growing up, we created, there were no screens. TV was limited to very specific. You could not be like in front of the TV all day long.
No.
There was really shit by 11 o'clock.
Exactly.
Yes.
Then like even
yes,
if you're
and I was watching
all church. Our parents were probably outside working or doing things, right? Like because at that time in our time age, moms started getting out of the house
could you
close
the door,
and started
Mateo?
Working.
Police?
So everything starts changing. But then kids, you know, like kids were out and were playing and were doing their thing. So is that really?
Yeah, that's the thing. I know that somebody said boredom is like the best thing for your kid to experience, right? That's where all the creativity comes. It's absolutely a gift. And I believe that very strongly, right? That's what happens. Like you just have to be where you have nothing else that you can do to make yourself feel better except make something. And then you start to feel better, right? But what happens with the screens is you don't want to do anything else. Like it actually makes your brain just want that. If you watch it for long enough, you're just kind of demotivated and all you want is that kind of gratification. That's what it does. Eventually, if you forbid the screen, they'll figure it out. We had like a month-long internet fast when we moved to our new apartment because it took that long to get the internet going and I didn't have that much data. And I saw the change. Because he rediscovered all these passions.
It's just, I think that, because I'm like specifically interested in how it impacts our parenting. And I think part of it is that is kids always have this thing where like entertain me. They want like the entertainment to come from outside. Mm-hmm. But before it used to be just like a little bit more work for, you know, it's just like we had to do something to entertain them. So we'd be like, no, you figure it out. No,
yeah,
here's the gift
absolutely.
Of boredom. Where now it's like they get like really crazy about being entertained because with screens, like it's like zero
it's so
effort.
Passive.
It's, not even,
it's
like,
so passive.
Yeah, so they're like even less equipped to like entertain themselves. And it's so much easier for us to just like shut them up and get them in. You know what? It's,
yeah,
we
absolutely.
Don't have that like
absolutely.
Hurdle to jump over where we're like, okay, I'm going to play again with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus, even if I feel like, and this is just me, even if I want to play, which
no, exactly,
play, right?
Exactly.
Even if I want, like, but I have dishes and there's food.
Yeah.
I need to make food.
There's
and
shit
I
to be
need
done.
To. There's shit to be done.
Okay,
so how does
screens
impact like our ability to teach them other stuff? That,
oh,
that
too.
I
that
feel
too.
Like it's.
But it also, like, it also it depends on like how you're doing it, right? Because summer was this disaster, right? Like it was like free for all. We were like going to bed at 11, waking up at 10. It was like beautiful because there was no rules in that sense. But now I'm fucking paying the consequences of this free for all shit and like fucking 3 months of like 24/7 parenting. This is difficult and horrible and God no. And can we please get the summer camps to be cheaper? It's $250 a week. $200 a week times two in my case, that's 400.
Yeah.
Times 4 weeks, that's 1600.
Mm-hmm.
I pay less for private school. So.
So we need a tax reform too.
Yeah.
I always felt like in the city there should be a thing where it's like you file your income somewhere. They know like they know what your bracket is, and then every prices are adjusted for that. And I think in terms of like if you think about like single parenting where you have one income instead of two per family, have the time supposedly per family, then all the services should be adjusted for your capacity to pay because you're...
Look, this dude that I've been talking to added me to his playlist, but he can't let gang know he listening to Kaylin. It's cool, baby, keep me out the conversation, cause I can't let gang know that broke dick amazing. Told my girls about the pipe that he been laying, but I left out the part about his job ain't been paying. This man living off of prayer and vibrations, but he cute and he do what I want when I say it, bitch. I know you not hating. You got a few them broke dicks in rotation with Kyle and Kevin and Jordan and Jason. That motherfucking Jason won't get off PlayStation, bitch. I'm not about to date him, I ain't got time, he ain't got savings. That boy is fine, but he too broke to pay with them two legs. Lazy, but the third leg, hey, what? Yeah. Okay, okay, yeah, I'ma bust it open, I don't care if he broke, I'm broke. Alright, okay, he give me everything he got, he give me everything he own. Yeah. Okay, okay, yeah, I'ma bust it open, money coming, money go. Pay his rent, pay his phone, I don't care if he broke. If he doing what he told, I'm like, okay. I got no money, more problems, he got a Kuna Matata. I got a bag full of Prada, he got a bag full of Nada. Yeah, I'm getting bugada, I need to stay at him, Dada. He wash a dish, I do a trick on that dick like Tada. He ain't know his face and I'm kicking him out of my hole. He start crashing out, then I'm making a call to Geico. He got too much time and I'm in too many time zones. I give him a ride and then I ride it like a psycho. Short on rent, but the pipe long. Yeah, the good dick, how he keep the lights on. He got one pair of jeans and a python. This man fuck me like he need a bed to lie on. He short on rent, but the pipe long. Yeah, the good dick, how he keep the lights on. He got one pair of jeans and a python. This man fuck me like he need a bed to lie on. Okay, okay, yeah, I'ma bust it open, I don't care if he broke. Alright, okay, he give me everything he got, he give me everything he own. Yeah. Okay, okay, yeah, I'ma bust it open, money coming, money go. Pay his rent, pay his phone, I don't care if he broke. If he doing what he told, I'm like, okay.
Yo, babe, you know, I'm a little short on cash for rent and to pay the bills or whatnot, but you know how I make it up to you, and you know how I'm going to pay you back. Can you hit me with that?
Okay, okay.
You know what? It's important to me sometimes with Mateo is also to show him empathy. Yeah. You know, it's so important to develop empathy. Like, how do you feel like the other person can feel when you talk like that? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't do that to people you love, to people who take care of you. You don't talk like that. But it's difficult. Oh my God, it's so difficult. This is my battle now with him.
Okay, let's go on that, because it's like, when you first said that, I thought like how you how you are, like how you show him empathy, I thought like you meant like how you're like empathetic with him.
Yes.
To show him.
Yes.
Empathy, right? Like, so it starts with, and like that's my battleground of lately. My mantra has been like, teach with love, teach for love, parent with love, parent for love. Like, I was like, that's yes. all I want to do. Like, that's all that matters to me, really. Mm-hmm. It's like, teach him to be a loving person, and I need to do that by being loving with him. And it's so hard when yes. they're being an asshole to you. Like, yeah.
You yes, know, it's like, but that's part
and
of
you
the
teach empathy, but you've just fucking
yeah. That's what that's what I said. It's so yeah. difficult, you know. I remember the first time that Mateo told me like Vashie. Oh my God, I was like, if I said that to my father, today, like my grandfather, wait, he was my father. First, yeah. Forget it. I will never talk like that to my grandfather ever. Yeah. No, he never touched me. Never, ever. But just the eyes, just the face, just the intention, it was enough for me to feel like shit, you know, when I said something bad. And never do that.
But why wouldn't you, like, if you're really, really mad, don't you get to a point where you don't care how the other person feels?
I understand, but we call it the volcano, you know? life is like a, emotions are like a volcano. So when you feel that the volcano is gonna like just go whatever, try just to leave, or to don't say anything, or just to go scream into your room, go fight with your pillow, but don't with me. I don't need that violence in my life. And that's what I said to Mateo. I don't need violence into my life. I don't want to. I refuse. I already listened so many horrible stories. I don't need any more caca in my, you know?
But I'm not able to, like, keep my volcano to erupt only in my...
I know, but we try. No, that's the important thing, you try.
You blow up and then you talk about it.
Niño.
Zach and I have, you know, I'm telling him very regularly, like, you cannot talk to me like that. You know?
I don't know.
Don't be an asshole. And it's not always to me. It could be someone else. Don't be an asshole. I don't want an asshole son.
No.
Period. And then I explain what I mean. Like, that language is just... No, and I mean, I use bad language. It doesn't even do. Fucking...
But that's why I'm interested. It's just like, it's like teaching compassion, but like in my case, it's like half the time I'm teaching you how to be an asshole because I'm not even able to contain myself.
Absolutely.
But probably we can start working on that. Oh, on what we are.
But back to like episode number four. Every night I go to bed kicking myself for being such a bad parent, right?
Probably we can start thinking the opposite, that we do whatever we can and we are very good parents.
Yeah.
We are the best parents.
The reality is, it's like half the time I'm teaching him to like fucking let your rage like fly out and make the other person feel like a piece of shit for
paining you. Apparently the beauty of all this is that you kind of have to only show like a 5% of the time.
Right?
Yeah, so I'm not saying like be a shitty person 95% of the time because I'm pretty sure it's gonna affect, but it's like that thing, like you're there, he feels safe because the other wild part.
He's moving out last night.
He's so safe that he feels safe.
To
say and do those things because he knows
he's
gonna be
in the way that I don't want him to behave. You know what I mean? It's like,
but you're learning. You're just learning. You're going through a lot of shit that happened to you, and you were thrown into like this with this child that, you know, there's completely different from us in like an era that it's wild. We cannot hit them anymore.
get down.
Anything in the world, and God we trust, an architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy, it takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star, she was very beautiful, leaving people in awe, singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version, hung with the wrong person, got a strong on that, sniffing up drugs, all in her nose, could have died so young, now looks ugly and old, no fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep, and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs, and you came to sing, so if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how, put your hand in the air, and take the vow, I know I can, be what I wanna be, if I work hard at it, I'll be where I wanna be. Boys.
boys and girls, listen again. This is for grown-looking girls who's only 10. The ones who watch videos and do what they see, as cute as can be, up in the club with fake ID. Careful, for you meet a man with HIV. You can host a TV like Oprah Winfrey. Whatever you decide, be careful, some men be rapists, so act your age, don't pretend to be older than you are. Give yourself time to grow. You're thinking he can give you wealth, but so young boys, you can use a lot of help, you know. You're thinking life's all about smoking and ice. You don't want to be my age and can't read and write, begging different women for a place to sleep at night. Smart boys turn them in and do whatever they wish. If you believe you can achieve, then say it like this. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I want to be,
be what I want to be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I want to be,
I'll be where I want to be.
Now, go. We came to this country, we were kings and queens, never porch monkeys. There was empires in Africa called Kush, Timbuktu, where every race came to get books to learn from black teachers who taught Greeks and Romans, Asian Arabs, and gave them gold. When gold was converted to money, it all changed. Money then became empowerment for Europeans. The Persian military invaded, they heard about the gold, the teachings, and everything sacred. Africa was almost robbed naked, slavery was money, so they began making slave ships. Egypt was the place that Alexander the Great went. He wasn't shocked that the mountains were black faces, shot up their nose to impose what basically still goes on today, you see. If the truth is told, the youth can grow. They'll learn to survive until they gain control. Nobody says you have to be gangsters. Read more, learn more, change the globe. Ghetto children, do your thing. Hold your head up, little man, you're a king. Young princess, when you get your wedding ring, your man is saying, she's my queen. I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be,
I'll be where I wanna be.
I know I can,
I know I can,
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard.
Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music, y'all. Save the music.
One back then, no one bended over to please the kid as we do now as parents.
Absolutely.
And you know, we and there's this pressure to
I don't know
do this.
I wish I could have that conversation with my grandmother and my grandfather.
What conversation?
This conversation. Just to be sure if what they have, what they really think.
What, ask your mother.
My mother, she never been with me.
You have an aunt?
My grandmother.
Oh, is she alive? Okay, that's a problem. So I saw my aunt in Florida, and she was like my cool aunt. You know, like she was smoking weed when like it was completely illegal and like insane. And like I was telling her like all these things that I remembered like from that time, and like my perspective as a whatever age I was finding out this about you, my aunt. It was pretty fun.
What did you learn?
They have no idea what was fucking happening. No. They were like very caught up in their things that were happening around. Like we were just there. You were just an entity that was there, and they were just living their lives. And I think that's the biggest difference, that we are very aware that our kids are like a person. And has like all this, and we're like, oh, we're gonna traumatize, or at least me, oh, I'm gonna traumatize them, I'm gonna,
yeah, but
and
not, then it's not necessarily, oh, I'm gonna traumatize them, but you're being a, yeah, more like it's more conscious,
but it's because
conscious
you want
parenting.
But it's because you want to be like a good parent,
exactly.
Avoiding to traumatize them,
exactly.
I think there's two things to that where it feels like adults in our time were a lot less involved in kids' life than we are now, but I wonder how much the fact that we're all single moms plays into that. Yeah. Right? Where it's just like my entire life is my kids and my friends, but like day in, day out.
Yes. But in our time, like our parents, we could argue to some degree that moms were like single parents.
Yeah,
you know, like the was the dad involved in the?
I had the opposite. My mom was
So your dad was the single parent
for a while, but then they both worked.
Not in my case.
But my point is like they weren't. Anyways, my parents were together while I was growing up. I think maybe it's like the kids' perspective where I didn't realize how interested they were in my life. They definitely weren't as like socially aware, politically minded, like don't want my kids to turn into us. Also, we were girls, so maybe. So Simone was like yesterday in our family crisis, and I was like complaining about Kaylan, and she was like, you just need to stop trying to be our friends. And I was like, that's totally not what I'm trying to do. I don't want to be your friend. I'm just like, we're all living together. I don't like playing, I don't like being a parent. I don't like being the one in charge that has to tell everyone what to do and how to behave and catch you doing shit wrong and punish you, like that whole model of I hate that shit, you know. It's like handle your business, I'll handle my business, we can all live together in harmony, let's like that's what I wish as a human being. That's how I want to be with other people. Now I'm with kids, they're like fucking up and they don't know better, and I end up in a position where I have to like catch your flack, teach you, control my anger. I don't like, it's just like, it's fucking annoying to live with humans that haven't learned how to behave in like community. It's unless hard.
Unless I have told you people before, close those legs, women.
Yeah. My legs are closed, by the way.
La 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 la. Sobre el mar. Ayer quise llorar, por cierto, mas todavía no era tiempo. No era tiempo, pues el viento me guiaba. Yo volaba, yo reía, yo soñaba, yo reía con tristeza y alegría. Cierto, mas todavía no era tiempo. No era tiempo, pues el viento me guiaba. Yo volaba, yo reía, yo soñaba, yo reía con tristeza y alegría.
Blah blah blah, and then everything went to shit. I went out and like I'm on my period, I'm perimenopause, all the things are happening, I'm feeling drained, tired, all the things are happening, And I just go out, and Thomas is like, I am in my bedroom because I cannot move. I mean, like, when I have cramps are bad, so I'm like laying down, I can't. And then I just hear, I fucking hate you. And then it's like a shot in my heart that he's telling this to his brother. Like, he's a very...
He hates his brother.
Yes.
Okay.
And like, Mateo is a very kind child. Yeah, you know, he can be annoying, but he's very kind. Yeah. So I go out and I'm like, what is this? And I'm like, I had it. And this is all thanks to the fucking screens. I've been letting you do your thing. I just asked to stop. I've been dying here. I have my fear. I cannot do this anymore. And I just
lost it
and crying like a little girl. I don't cry. I'm not a crier. Okay. And both of my kids are looking at me like, what the fuck happened? And I go into
the matrix and all the numbers start falling off. Yes. You're like, oh, something broken. our whole world is falling.
And I just go to my bedroom and I just go in my bed and I start crying. Mm-hmm. You know, I have my period. I'm paranoid of, you know. And they're like, so Thomas, because you know he has a strong, you know, he did it, he just goes out, like he doesn't say anything, he's quiet, but he's like, I'm not gonna look at you, Mateo, because he's like very, oh fuck, he goes and like lays down next to me, he says nothing because he knows better by now, and he starts crying. So then he goes in my bed and we're both crying. So anyway, fast forward, parents like started saying, but Thomas is like, I'm going to Theo's to go to a sleepover, and I'm like, can Thomas go to a sleepover?
Yeah, go.
Off you go.
Yeah.
And then immediately Mateo's friend like invited him. I'm like, bye children, off you go, bye bye. So we come back, I pick up Mateo, and Mateo's like, you know what, I'm gonna take you out for dinner. You've been tired. You don't need to cook tonight. What do you want to eat? Let's go. It's on me.
Wow.
Yeah. So we had a nice dinner.
You know what's so funny too? It's like Mateo is like the money maker. He's like, I'm not going to cook for you. Yes. It's 11. Let me take you home.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like, for sure. Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Like,
that would be so
but
good. Next time, don't worry. I'll be crying. This is my new superpower.
I do it sometimes with Zach. And like,
that you just cry?
Yeah, and sometimes it's
shall
real,
we
and
get?
Sometimes it's fake.
Oh, really?
Sometimes it's fake.
Oh my god.
Why did you never share this with us before?
Well, you didn't ask.
Four
solutions of giving.
Four bath pink robes.
You know, culpability. Thank you very much, Mom.
Kill the shit out of them.
Listen,
I say yes.
How to paint tears,
I studied theater.
This is you, darling.
It comes in handy. Sometimes I just, like, I perform. Because, like...
I perform?
It's true, okay? Honest to goodness, it works because, you know...
Do you do
he's a very emotional...
Mouth, ugly crying? How do you do it?
Whatever
technique?
Works. Like, the thing is, most of the time...
I read him.
Most of the time, it's real.
You do it, like, very silent, like...
I get emotional. I get upset. I feel myself getting upset, and I'm like, okay, you know, like...
I'm gonna cry.
Get a hold of yourself, but then sometimes I'm like, not. You know? And I just...
I want him to feel bad.
I just, in order
let
for
it
him
out.
To understand that, like, his words
yes.
or his actions.
That's what I said. Thank you, Mom, for the culpability of my life.
Absolutely. I was
absolutely.
Taught by the best. My mom is like A+ on culpability, you know? Like, it's one of her things. We all have our things.
And my mom is guilt tripping.
I want to learn how to cry where I just like stare at you straight in your eyes and then just one.
Like sometimes you know you freak out and you do the volcano rage, but you can also go the other way and just like
let it out
in front of them and let them see it. And you know what? That can be a very effective teaching. Speaking of teachings,
yeah, I mean.
You know.
It happens, but for real.
It happens for real.
Yeah,
also,
I know. I never cry. So.
Because I'm a crier for sure.
I cry probably once.
I don't cry anymore very much, but.
I am not a crier, so for my kids to see me crying, it is like, what the fuck is happening? Yeah, so this powerful, woman right? cries?
It was a powerful, powerful performance, even though it was like only real.
Yes. Wanting to please them, wanting to be friends with them, wanting them to like us.
Wanting them to empathize.
But I don't think it's like, it's empathizing. It's all about like...
I don't see you as like chasing your kids' approval of you.
So much.
You do?
Oh, yeah. You just...
Yeah. Like sometimes, yeah. Like I want them to like me. Because I know what it feels not to like your mom.
Me too.
So I do want them to like me. I do want them to... When I'm old, and you are not changing my diapers.
I thought you wanted to go to a home. Now you're into them changing your diaper?
No, no, I'm just telling her. Just
I'm gonna do it.
She's gonna do it.
If I arrive there,
you're changing her diapers.
Yes.
Not your kids.
Her? Your diapers. What are you talking about?
Look her, a mother.
We've been having this conversation for like so many. Go back and record or pay our subscription.
Sure, I wasn't
for
paying
you.
Attention.
Clearly, you were not.
No, yeah, we
but she's
no.
been having this conversation.
Like, the conversation that it was, you were like, I want a stranger.
I think it's going
to
be the other way.
Don't put her through
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
we don't know. We don't know. We don't know. People
Monica,
now live really old.
We're giving her the good drugs and we're sending her in her merry, merry way.
Thank you very much.
There's no fucking diaper changes.
Yes.
I changed my mom's diaper.
Yeah, me too. My grandmother.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
It's beautiful.
This is how their conversation started. We had this conversation. You won't change my mind. Thank you for trying. Thank you for volunteering.
I'm changing Kelan to change your diaper.
Thank you for volunteering.
I mean,
your kids, yourself.
Somebody's going to have to do it, right?
No. I'm taking the good drugs.
We do the...
That you don't choose is your medicine.
Oh, darling girl, I would choose it. I would sign up. Like, pull
down. She's like throwing herself off her bed. God damn it.
I'm like, I don't feel it anything. Can you put more? Like, I am training my children.
No,
of course I'm training my children.
No,
you don't have to change me. You just have to kill me, kids.
Yes.
Welcome, kids.
No. Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, it depends. Yeah. Well, no. No, I won't do my kid kill me.
We're
no.
going to all be there at your first diaper change with
yes.
a cake.
Yes.
Laughing.
Yeah,
we'll bring a cake with like a big
poop
emoji for him.
Sure.
We're going to celebrate that.
And I will haunt you when I die so badly.
Yes, we're going to be dead too.
You won't have a night of peace in your life, ladies. So it's your choice. Eternity.
For eternity.
Or changing my diaper.
I will find you. I know where you live.
It's hard to think about.
That's another one, right? Eternity or changing my diaper.
Yeah. I mean, I'm closer to that to anything else, you know.
No, come on, I'm the older.
Yes, yes,
you know. Yeah, but Monica's the most bodily fucked up
true.
One.
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely.
What?
No, you're the one that's gonna need diaper change first. Because you hurt everywhere.
Yes. Yes, probably.
Already.
Unless I become like you.
And
know,
you have all the
can
problems.
Can you imagine if I become that woman like Christian, so Christian and doing fitness?
You don't have to be Christian to do fitness, by the way.
You've been listening to The Teachings here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Follow us on Instagram at We Are The Teachings.